The $50 million question, stop transforming, start building. Your CFO just asked why your $40 million annual engineering spend produces software as a side effect of meetings rather than at market speed. And your CTO answered with a deck about platform modernization. Stop transforming inherited rituals and start building from first principles. When senior technology leaders are asked what they would build with $50 million and a two-year runway, nearly everyone describes a parallel team of about five people. An architect who writes code, two senior engineers who understand the domain, a product person talking to customers every week, and an operator. Five is not a romantic number. It is the resilience number, enough that one departure does not stop the system. The organizations that failed at cloud adoption were not the ones who made early mistakes. They were the ones who waited for the right time and found themselves permanently behind competitors who had been learning while they were planning. Your annual executive offsite budget, somewhere between $200,000 and $1 million, depending on the company, would fund this team. The money is already allocated. It is just allocated to theater instead of outcomes. The parallel factory model is not bimodal IT. Bimodal IT shared governance and budget and always lost the resource fight to the legacy org. This parallel team gets separate governance, its own decision authority, and pre-committed termination criteria. If no production capability ships by month six, the initiative ends. Maximum loss is bounded. Upside is asymmetric. Transformation programs keep failing because they are being led by people who would bulldoze the machine if given a blank sheet, but are instead trying to renovate it from the inside. Ask your team Monday morning, if I handed you $50 million today, would you build what we have now or something fundamentally different?